and Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Fire Deputy Chief Ryan Alms. Appreciate him being here today. I know originally we decided we'd get together because you're doing all this training. We had one of our reporters head out that way. In fact, last week when you were on Blue Mon and talked to one of your folks there. And so you've been busy.
We have been. Thanks for having me on this morning, Kathy. We've got a recruit class going on, and they have a six-week academy. And that academy will finish up this Friday. They'll graduate. And so it's a big number. We have 8 full-time firefighters that we're hiring back, people that retirements, and we had a few people leave throughout the year. And so last week, we were very grateful to T.J. Vlakanskas, who had the buildings at 1116 through 1130 Bluemont, and that's where that 37-unit apartment building is going. And he donated those buildings for our use, and so we were able to put our recruits in there, and we were working on our rapid intervention training, which is a training we do that is for firefighter survival. It teaches them how to get out when they get trapped in a situation. We put them in some predicaments that are kind of rough. We go through entanglement drills and low profile where there's really small holes they have to go through, and they work as a team. And then also to end up helping firefighters that would go down in a fire. So if somebody did get trapped, how do the other teams go in and help them get out? And so we were doing that last week for a few days. That was a really good thing. And this week the recruits are doing live burn training. They started that yesterday morning, and then they'll do it today and then tomorrow. It takes about a half a day. We have a burn building out on our pad, and they're able to go in and experience what it's like to be in a fire. The environment in there is warm and smoky. It's not the same as being in a real fire, but it gives them some idea of what that looks like. And so they get that wrapped up, and they'll be glad to get out on shift, and they'll be starting after Friday. So.
Pretty good crew, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is. It's real exciting time for us to have new people coming on. It's good for our department. And the training that we're going through right now, obviously having everybody go through that and helping with them, getting them trained up, is good for our department. It's a good time in our department to have that going on.
Well, it hit me after we set up this time frame that we're really close to the 4th of July, so it doesn't hurt maybe to get into some of those things that we always like to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's important. I always like to start out with the idea and talk about that the City of Manhattan regulations don't quite line up with the State of Kansas regulations. State of Kansas permits sales and discharge of fireworks starting today, and the city doesn't allow the fireworks to be sold or discharged until Saturday. So the city requires that all of the tents get permitted. We do that on Saturday morning, and then discharge is allowed from 8 a.m. to midnight, the 1st through the 4th. So starting Saturday morning, you'll start hearing some fireworks, I'm sure. And then midnight at the 4th is the end of discharge and sales in the City of Manhattan. So there's a little bit the state allows sales before and after, and so that's something that's a little bit different. You got to keep an eye on whether or not you live in the city limits, and make sure you're following those rules. Some other things that's probably worth mentioning with discharge. We get a lot of complaints with people who shoot after hours. The police department takes most of those. And then it's also unlawful to discharge in streets, alleys, parks, or public property. And most of this is a safety concern to try and keep people not from being out in the middle of the street and hindering traffic. It's also against the law to have bottle rockets in Kansas. They have a propensity to start fires because they have a wooden stick attached to them, and when they explode, that stick can light on fire, and they were banned many years ago. And then also, starting several years ago, we banned the aerial luminaries that go up, the sky lanterns, some people call them, and that's mostly because they're designed to not be used when there's no wind, and it's Kansas, and we're going to have wind, and so putting something that's on fire up in the air to float around just isn't wasn't a good idea. And so we started that several years ago.
You mentioned people shooting off, you know, during the off hours. Any other problems you tend to have? And I'm trying to remember in recent years. I do remember some fires caused by fireworks, but I the last few years, I'm not sure that I remember as much.
So it's kind of related, but there's two things that it's related to. One is how dry it is. That has a big impact on our fire. Fires that we end up having, but mostly one of the biggest causes is how people discard their fireworks. And if you think back, 2012, we had a large loss. We had a over $300,000 home fire on Catherine Circle. That was caused by a firework and vegetation. But then just last year, we had a home on Dix that was destroyed by fire, and that was destroyed because the fireworks were put into a trash can. The trash can lit on fire, melted down and lit the house and multiple cars on fire, and destroyed that home, unfortunately. And what happens is these fireworks stay warm for a really long time, and it's not uncommon for 4 or 6 hours after the fireworks have been discharged that if you put all that trash together, they will light on fire. And most people just don't think about it. They think, oh, they're cool and they're cold. And so we always recommend people do one of two things. You either leave it sit somewhere in a non-combustible container away from a structure and let it sit overnight and let it get cooled off, or wet it down if you're going to put it in the trash. Make sure it's good and wet before you put it in there.
Well, now I don't feel so bad. I know when we've done it out where we live out in the country, but you know, it kind of sits there for a couple of days, maybe on the pavement, you know. So maybe that's good.
Yeah, we always have a metal bucket at our house, and we just put all the trash mm-hmm. in there and leave it sit out there and let it sit for a day or two before we actually
put
it in the trash.
We have a pool. A lot of them end up in the pool, and yeah.
So while we're talking about fireworks, a couple of safety tips that I think are worth hitting. There's a lot of injuries every year that are caused by fireworks, and sparklers account for about a quarter of all those injuries that emergency rooms see. So if you've got really small children, keep the sparklers away from them. Use glow sticks or find something else to entertain them. It's really dangerous. They don't realize how hot it is, and only a short touch to the skin can cause serious burns. Some other things that we always recommend is that the kids are watched while they're lighting fireworks. Make sure you're following the instructions. Make sure you're away from houses and buildings and dry grass. So many of the mortars and some of the bigger fireworks drop hot sparks. They will light stuff on fire. If it's something that is dry and flammable, it will take off. We also recommend not to hold them in their hand. The emergency rooms across the nation, there's crazy statistics of how many people get seriously injured. And unfortunately, in Manhattan, we had one. It was probably about 10 years ago where somebody was seriously injured and had permanent damage done to their hand. And then the other thing is just make sure that you have a bucket of water, a garden hose handy. You're watching where the fireworks go, and you chase them down. You know, if you see one that goes over towards a neighbor's house or a neighbor's roof, go make sure that it's out and it's not going to start a fire.
And, you know, again, as you said, there are certain hours that people need to abide by, and, you know, just anything else you kind of see that way that could cause issues for the Manhattan area.
Well, it's interesting. The weather on those 3-4 days makes a really big difference. So if it's dry, it makes a difference on what will light on fire. Also, something that happens this time of year is it will get still and very humid. And on those years, we have a lot of smoke investigation calls because people see smoke hanging in the area. And we'll run quite a few of those depending on the weather. Now, we've been real fortunate the last few years. The weather's been really great. We've had rain ahead of time. Everything's been green, and obviously that's gonna help us out a great deal. Hopefully it's that way this year. But everyone needs to keep in mind that when those fireworks, when they get done with them, make sure that they're out and in a responsible place. Every year you can just about count on us running dumpster or trash fires around the midnight hour, especially on the 4th of July. It's just there's so much discarded fireworks material that is bound to light something on fire.
I do remember quite a few dumpster fires through the 16 years that I've been here. So,
yeah.
Exactly.
And we've been really fortunate. Most of the time, there's been a little bit of damage caused to homes and some businesses, but we've been fortunate. Last year was one of the few years where we actually had a significant loss from the fireworks being discarded.
Just be careful out there, folks, and appreciate again Ryan Alms stopping by today, Manhattan Fire Department Deputy Chief. And you've been listening to In Focus, News Radio, KMAN.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. Nice work this morning. Coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, it'll be Wednesday, and we'll be featuring USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and District 384 Superintendent Brady Burton. Also, from USD 383, School Board President Marsha Roselle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Brady Bowman, will be handling the program tomorrow. Clark Howard is next, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, the game, and the Royals at 5:30 on the road at Detroit. Have a great day.